Wawota. The Wawota Museum held its annual Christmas tea and bake sale last Friday. Once again, it was well attended, and the baking sold out quickly. The Wawota Lions Club held its annual seniors' Christmas supper on December 4. Approximately 150 people attended. After the meal, April Dirksen entertained us with her guitar playing and singing. The Lions raffled 3 baskets of goodies, and the winners were John Lincoln, Shirley Palandat, and Coralie Brehout. The museum also drew the winners of its 2 Santa surprise boxes of donated items. Shirley Corkish enjoyed a week-long visit to Cottage Grove, Minn. While there, she visited with Jeff and Laura Corkish, Owen, Addie and Mason, attended several hockey games and helped them celebrate American Thanksgiving. Happy birthday to Morris Draper, who celebrated a special birthday on December 2. Wayne and Jean Brehout of Athabasca, Alta, spent the weekend visiting with family members in the area. They also attended the funeral of Wayne's sister, Nola Mowbray, on December 2. Kurt Gleisinger moved to Regina last week. We wish him well in his new home.